Thanks, Bonnie. Certainly a unique experience for me to actually be in the organic production session. Usually I'm not associated with organic production very often. But anyway, I'd like to thank my colleagues who have participated in this project with me. They include Timothy Waters, Keith Dorschner with IR4, Harvey Yoshida with Dow AgroSciences, and Alan Taylor with the New York Agricultural Experiment Station in Cornell. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, in South Central Washington State, we do have serious issues with seed corn maggot, particularly when the conditions are cool and wet in springtime. This past year was an extremely cool and wet spring, and we did have quite a bit of pest pressure up in our area. And what it comes down to is, for the most part, our soils in this particular area are relatively low in organic content. And so most of the organic material that's in the soil is basically leftover crop residue from previous years. And so following potatoes, and potatoes is our kind of driving crop in our production system, is certainly a problem, because potatoes can leave an awful lot of organic residue in the soil. Now, when it comes to our conventional control in specific crops that follow potatoes in the rotation, onions is fairly important. And basically, the standard treatment for years now has been a treatment with Lorsman over the top, followed by an irrigation event. And in the Northwest and Washington State, we've had a 24C special local need. And in our kind of our warmer spring, winter and spring environments is where the pest tends to be the greatest. That's where about 20% of our onions have been treated historically with this particular pesticide treatment. And with lawsuits and pending regulation, et cetera, the viability of extending these 24Cs is becoming kind of an issue. So for our conventional growers, there's actually quite a bit of concern about not having Lorsban available. Now, with carrots, we're the second largest producer of carrots, just second to California. And basically, 100% of our acreage, other than what is organically produced, is treated with a seed treatment, primarily with imidacloprid. And that's actually followed with several applications of diazinon, typically through the center pivot for control of seed corn maggot. We've had entire pivots actually go down, entire circles go down to seed corn maggot. And needless to say, going back in and replacing an entire pivot of carrots can be quite costly to the grower. So these controls really haven't been all that effective over time. And then dry beans are grown on quite an extensive acreage, and oftentimes it's a double crop. And typically we can't double crop in the Northwest just because our growing season's so short. But this is a rare instance where we can actually have a spring crop of peas and then follow this up with basically they're harvesting the peas on one end of the field while they're planting beans in on the other side of the field, and maggot pressure can be a real problem for these particular growers as well. And then sweet corn, as the name implies, seed corn maggot is a pest on sweet corn as well as field corn. And we've had this real growth in the processing vegetable industry up in our area, to a point now where about 10% of our corn acreage is actually contracted for the organic market. And basically, for the conventional growers, they've had, a number of tools registered on corn, but for these organic growers, seed corn maggot's obviously a big issue. So again, throughout the Northwest, we've had an increase in contracts written for processed vegetable market, organically acceptable fertilizers, which have high organic content, can actually increase the seed corn maggot abundance, and this increases the need for improved maggot control. So a few years ago, at the IR4 food use workshop, Alan Taylor came and gave a presentation on some of the work that they were doing in the Northeast with seed treatments for protection against soil-dwelling arthropods. And they were working with a lot of the candidate compounds, clothianidin, fipronil. But what interested me the most was the spinosad treatments. And, basically when I saw the presentation that Alan put on, it certainly made me feel that there was a real fit for that particular use in the Northwest. So they'd been focusing on vegetable crops grown in high organic content soils in the northeastern U.S. And for the most part, in our area, we have low organic matter soils, and we focused on onion and carrots and other processed annual vegetables in the Northwest. So we conducted experiments to test the efficacy of spinosad in terms of how people helped out here. The entrust was provided by Harvey Yoshida with Dow. Alan Taylor calculated the rates. The seed treatments were applied by Skagit Seed Company. The plots were established by Tim Waters in commercial fields. The residue trials were organized by Keith Dorschner and conducted by my technician, Dan Grenendale. And I didn't have to do anything. So that was the best part. I guess after 10 years, I've learned my job here. So anyway, when it comes down to the results here, you can see here that Alan Taylor gave us several rates for the entrust treatment in sweet corn. That included a quarter of a milligram, 3/8 of a milligram, and 0.5 milligram of spinosad active ingredient per seed planted. That was compared with the untreated check. And you can see here that we did have statistical significance and certainly a much higher stand establishment. And certainly that looked pretty successful to me in terms of the sweet corn. We did have relatively high pest pressure in this particular area. Now when it came to the field corn plots, we basically had no pest pressure in these plots at all. And I guess the only reason I wanted to show this data was what I think we see here is we really don't have any negative impact of using the spinosad treatment on stand establishment and germination. So at this point, you know, there's certainly no I'm trying to say there's no negative impact of using the spinosad as a seed treatment. So that was our data for field corn. Now with carrots, needless to say, carrots are planted much more densely on a per acre basis than a plant like corn. And the seeds are much smaller than corn. And so consequently, we had to go with a much lower rate of the spinosad on these seeds. But again, at 0.05 milligrams and 0.10 milligrams, we had a significant increase in stand establishment. And with dry bulb onions, similar effect. We came up with a little bit of a higher rate at 0.2 milligrams per seed. But again, these particular trials, the seed treatment with spinosad did substantially increase the stand establishment in dry bulb onions. And here with market peas, or peas for the process market, again planted in April 23rd, there was a lot of potato residue in this particular field, so it was a real problem. So basically, we really had poor stand establishment. We couldn't actually just count the seedlings per lineal meter. We actually had to go out and actually count every seedling that came up in our entire plot. And so we're kind of cheating a little bit here, but we did have a significant treatment effect as a result of the seed treatment. But again, this entire field actually had to be plowed under and replanted just due to the fact that the pest pressure was so high this past year. And with dry beans, again, as I mentioned earlier, dry beans are planted as a second crop in our area. So this was basically dry beans following a sweet pea spring crop in an area near Mattawa, Washington. Again, relatively high pest pressure. And as you can see here, again, we're not quite significant, but you know, in grower language, you know, 1 out of 16 is pretty good, or 1 out of 20 is pretty good. So I think, you know, there's a real fit there as well. Oops. So again, to conclude, spinosad provided an effective maggot control as a seed treatment, and definitely has a use in both conventional and organic vegetable production in the arid areas of the Pacific Northwest. Now, we do have some regulatory hurdles here. At this point, when Dow AgroSciences did all of their environmental fate work, they had a maximum allowable use rate of 0.25 pounds active ingredient per acre. And we're hoping that we can supersede this and basically get the seed treatments to not count on that actual amount of active ingredient that's used in the field. And that's where Keith Dorschner with IR4 and Dow AgroSciences might be able to work with the EPA and get that regulation overturned. again, I think that there's a real fit for this particular treatment, not just in organic treatments, but also in conventional growers, I think will adopt this technology if it becomes available. Now, the one thing about it's come to a point now where spinosad and spinetoram really are key pesticides in several of these crops. In conventional onions, for instance, they're one of the most effective pesticides for thrip control, as well as in corn, it's one of the few pesticides that can actually control, can organically control corn earworm. And so I think if we're held to that 0.25 pounds AI per acre, then I think growers will choose to not use the seed treatment strictly because they'll hedge and choose to use those treatments for the foliar pests or the pests that are pests on the, during the growing seed, the production cycle. Questions? Pardon me? Keith?
Doug, did you take any of this out to yield or quality of the commodities of the onions or?
The question was, did I take this out to yield or quality? And I don't think we evaluated that, but as you're well aware, we did harvest samples for the residue chemist to do the residue analysis on it to demonstrate that there was no additional residue of spinosad on these crops as a result of the seed treatment. I don't really think that the seed treatment would really impact yield, or, you know, the crop performance.
Did you compare the spinosad seed treatment to any of the conventional seed treatments that are available?
Yes, I did. And in onions, it was comparable. In carrots, it was comparable. The poncho or clothianidin treatment in dry beans was actually superior to the spinosad treatment.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.